This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, June 3rd, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Department of Agriculture this afternoon announced a suspected case of New World screwworm in South Texas. The USDA said it is testing a sample of the potential infestation at the USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratories in Ames, Iowa. The USDA added it had already activated personnel on the ground and were working with local partners. Now, the announcement comes one day after Secretary Brooke Rollins debunked the claims of a state lawmaker that said screwworm was less than a mile from the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate Agriculture Chair John Bozeman wants to move a farm bill out of his committee by the end of this month. He has a very tight schedule to accomplish that task with less than 20 legislative days left in the month. Bozeman has made it clear there is no room for items that would trigger major partisan headaches. That includes streamlining pesticide labeling laws or nullifying livestock welfare regulations like California's Proposition 12. Year-round sales of V15 and other contentious issues are still wild cards at this date. Aside from those controversial issues, the biggest threat of getting a farm bill through the Senate may well be a disagreement around the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. A new law approved in last year's budget reconciliation requires states to begin paying a share of the program's cost that's based on their SNAP error rates. States with an error rate below 6% annually would continue to have food benefits fully funded by the federal government. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley said Democrats wanting us to delay anti-fraud provisions that we put into last year's tax bill, a delay of 2 years would cost $18 billion. You just can't tolerate big error rates in states, Grassley said. We've got some states that are 20%, and getting it down to 6% would be quite an accomplishment. Last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act slashed $187 billion in SNAP funding. The American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers have filed a petition of the D.C. Court of Appeals challenging the final 26-27 renewable fuel standard volumes issued by EPA in March. AFPM's full case against the so-called RFS Set 2 will be detailed in a coming brief, according to the lobbying group. AFPM President and CEO Chet Thompson said, quote, the cost of complying with the RFS recently hit a new all-time high, exceeding 35 cents per gallon for the first time. This is the inevitable consequence of EPA finalizing an unlawful, impractical regulation, which AFPM is formally challenging on behalf of our members. Soybean oil, widely used ingredient in making biomass-based diesel, has surged nearly 25% in value over the past 3 months. The Trump administration this week has proposed slapping double-digit tariffs on products from dozens of major U.S. trading partners after an investigation into imports of goods allegedly made with forced labor. Under the proposal released in Washington late yesterday, 16 economies, including Canada, Mexico, and the European Union, as well as Taiwan and United Kingdom, would face 10% levies for allegedly failing to enforce bans on forced labor. Another 44 trading partners, including China, Japan, India, South Korea, and Switzerland, would be hit with 12.5% import taxes. Finally, farmer sentiment slipped again in May as rising input costs and financial uncertainty continued to pressure the farm economy. According to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer, that index declined from 121 in April to 119 in May. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nellie.